Broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council's 2014 annual meeting. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
All right, Stone Payton and Michael Lauer here with Business Radio X, and we are at the GMS DC Open House 2014 and Ribbon Cutting. And we are kind of winding down the last few conversations here as all night they have been prepared to innovate, ignite, and transform. We've learned quite a lot and had some interesting conversations, haven't we, Michael?
Absolutely. Just always good stuff when you're with this group and this crowd. It's just always a wealth of knowledge pouring out over the mics today.
This segment is going to be no exception. We have with us with Primus Software Corporation a couple of ladies, Miss Veena Kalale and Sanjita Basandra. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so I'd like to start with Veena, if we could. Mission and purpose of Primus Software. Tell me a little bit about the company and what you're out there trying to do for folks, Veena.
We are an IT services company. We do custom software development. We do staff augmentation, and we are into mobility and business intelligence. And we've been in business for about 18 years now. And
18 years?
That's
what, you started
time.
When you were three?
Thank you. Thank you for being so nice.
That's sweet of you, but yeah, 1996.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You go right ahead.
Well, now you made me blush.
Well, that's right. That's okay. It'll give Sanjita a chance to talk, because you guys represent yourselves as co-chief operating officers. So I'm interested to how do you share that responsibility, or do you have very distinct responsibilities that you've kind of divvied up amongst yourself, division of labor?
Well, we have distinct responsibilities, but at the same time, like being owners, you cannot be everywhere and doing everything.
Right.
So we have surrounded ourselves with people who share the same values and vision. So, yes.
You kind of share the load a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's to grow a company to this stage and being in business for 18 years, it's not something that we can do by ourselves. So it is always the group of people and our employees. We are very proud of them. And, you know, they are our core part of our business.
Sure. So 18 years, that's quite an accomplishment. What are some major obstacles you had overcame over those years?
I mean, as everybody knows, there have been a couple of economic turmoils.
Sure, we all know about those. that's a very mild
turmoil.
Way to put
that
it.
That wasn't just us, huh?
Yeah. And we've survived, you know, all those, which says something about, you know, the clients believing in us and our services and coming back to us, which is why, you know, we are still in business.
So, Sanjita, tell us a little bit about this event, your relationship with GMS DC, and about tonight. What speak to that a little bit, if you will.
I think we are, as minority company, very blessed to have GMS DC as a council. And GMS DC has helped to connect us with the corporations, which otherwise, you know, it becomes very difficult for minority companies to get that exposure, like opening doors for us. And
right.
Yeah, we are very thankful to GMS DC. So, yeah, the connection goes many
And the
years
crab cakes
back.
Were pretty good too, didn't you think?
Also?
I thought the crab cakes were pretty good as well.
You know what? I'm a vegetarian, so I don't care much for crabs and non-veg food, but surely they did bring a lot of meat for us in other ways.
So but how far in?
Oh, go ahead. We've been, you know, partners with GMS DC since 2001. So it's a long partnership. It's now more like family. And, you know, we can, anytime we want any introduction, you know, you just call Stacy and say, hey, do you know this company? Do you know this person? And, you know, they're always there for us to make the connections and to connect the dots.
So they're always kind of there to foster you and keep you guys moving forward.
Right.
What a tremendous asset that must be to be able to pick up the phone and to know that you have access to quality, not just relationships, but education. As I understand it, there's quite a bit of opportunity for mentoring and being in. And then another theme of the conversations this evening, Michael, has been these small companies, smaller businesses working with each other.
Oh yeah, it's a network that just keeps getting bigger.
Has that been true for you guys as well? You've been like partnering up with other companies or either
yes.
or providing services?
Absolutely, because we have partnered with a few companies, or if we want something, like whether it is in our industry specific, or if it is just marketing products, or we have worked with a lot of companies in the GMSDC organization, so that it is a win-win situation for all of us.
What's the most exciting thing? What just fires you up about your company that you guys are able to do? That you've been able to accomplish, and that going forward, that you just fires you up, gets you really passionate about what you guys do.
We are always, as the theme of today is innovation. We are always, every business has to be very cognizant about it, and we are too. So with the changing market trends, especially in the technology area which we are in, and we are always abreast of all the new things and the market demands which our clients are looking for. So we are innovating, and that kind of keeps the excitement going.
Sure. Well, technology has changed so much in 18 years. So you guys really have to stay up on it to keep up and to keep relevant.
Absolutely. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today.
I can see that.
So as Primus gets larger and you continue to be more and more successful, do you envision yourselves turning around and trying to invest in other smaller companies, maybe in a mentoring role or in some capacity of introducing them to some of your larger relationships? Is that something that you envision doing for yourselves?
To a certain extent, we are already doing that.
Already?
Yeah. So, it's not, we'll still continue to be doing it.
That's fantastic.
And then we are partnering with other offshore companies with niche services that will help us to expand globally and improve our already current service offerings. So we are all the time on the lookout for new ways how we can make a business perform better, to give better services to our clients, to make it better for our employees. So overall, it's a constant process, continuous.
So government regulation, public policy, something as simple as crowdfunding, which is a very different thing now here in Georgia and maybe one or two other states. Does this have a big impact on your world yet in the software world? Government regulation, public policy, that kind of thing?
Depending on which clients we are working with, it does impact us. But we are current with all that is happening in, whether it's Obamacare or anything else, with
that wasn't your website, just to be clear, just so everybody knows.
Let's get you guys in the clear real quick.
Sanjita did not design that website.
No, I did not. And trust me, whenever there is a change, everyone does get affected,
Right,
but,
right.
Thankfully, we have all things in place to meet all the regulation changes and all. And that too, by going and getting help from outside companies, agencies. And thankfully, we have always adhered to the policies, the government policies and all.
You've been following the rules for 18 years. It's about time you got a little ROI on that, right?
That's right.
We sleep very peacefully. So, we are very, very proud of our company. Very ethical. Very,
Sure. Well, you've been around for 18 years. You've been with GMSDC for 13. You guys are like GMSDC veterans, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, we are.
So, have you guys started doing the mentorship program, or is that something you plan on doing?
We have been mentoring, but not in the formal program. But yeah, we will look into it for the future.
Well, it sounds like you guys have learned a lot over that time. It'd be great for a smaller company that's just getting started to get all that wisdom in a condensed version and give them a boost, right? Maybe you work with them in the future, right?
Yeah, and it's always a learning process, whatever business you are in, whether you're just starting to, even if you've been a veteran for 18 years, it's every day is a new day. You just have to learn, and because things are changing so rapidly, you just have to be, mentoring and mentored too.
Sure.
So if someone comes to tonight's event and they decide tonight, I'm going to join this organization, I want to get involved, what counsel, if any, what advice do you have to help them really fully leverage their their involvement with GMSDC? What would you encourage them to do or and or not do?
In our experience, what I have seen is, you know, sometimes, you know, businesses join thinking that tomorrow I'll be getting a contract.
That's not
and
how it works.
I'll go to an event and, you know, I'll have a contract. Not. And it doesn't work that way. You have to be involved. You have to join or, you know, whatever industry group specific that your business is in, volunteer, go to all the events and, you know, have an action plan so that, you know, joining GMSDC makes it, you know, you get a good ROI on your investment.
And we also have to keep in mind that we have a lot of competition. There are so many out there who are doing similar kind of services. So how do you differentiate your business from your competitors? So we cannot just blame one council if we are not getting a break. But at the same time, yes, you have to keep doing things to attract attention of your clients and be out there all the time. So there's a lot that you yourself have to give in to finally see some results. We have been very patient with so many clients, like, you know, getting business from them. We have really struggled
right.
many, many times. And then one fine day, we hear the good news.
Right.
So, yeah.
Definitely pays off, right?
Yeah, so patience, be persistent.
Persistent and patient.
Yeah. You know?
Well, so. I've learned a lot just listening to you guys, and I'm sure our listeners have too, but in case they want to learn more, where can they go to find out about you guys?
www.primusoft.com.
All right.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you come by, and we'll look forward to having you in the studio sometime, and I don't know, maybe come in with one of your clients, and we'll hear the whole story from their perspective
sure,
as well.
That sounds great to me.
That would be great, and thank you for having us.
Thank you for this opportunity.
You are more than welcome. All right, we will be back in a few as we wrap up here. GMSDC 2014 Open House Annual Meeting Ribbon Cutting Crab Cake Eating Veggie Enjoying Festivities.
All right, thanks.
Thank Bye-bye. You.